Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, Shir sponsored in the schos of the return of all the hostages in the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erev in Daf Mem in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloch Ches. We're starting the two dots in the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Gaga Migdol Nidoin Keir, Gaga Me'aron Nidoin Kesodis. Which means, when you have a roof of a tower, Migdol over here refers to a regular tower that people can live in. That's considered to be part of the city. And you can walk the entire roof. But the roof of a cave, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, is not considered to be part of the cave, even though people live in the cave. But above the cave, it looks like a field. So you treat it like a field. It's like being in the field, you need to have either a mechitza, or you can walk 2,000 amma only. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah said that a me'ara that has diurim in it, according to Rabbanon, is considered to be one place. So they go, ma, diurim mamish, or filu re'uyu le diurim? Does it have to be that people actually live there, or just that it is appropriate to live there? It's inhabited. And mele, it's something that could be living space, and that's going to be really considered a mokam echot. So we ma, the ma'ar of Yitzchak bar Nachum, Mishem of Chananyo, adre'oi sokilu me'leo ma'im vetit. When he's referring to a me'orah, I wanted to say which me'orah is not going to be considered to be a good me'orah. Is the one that you consider to be full of water and mud. Hadar me'orah, this teaches you, meaning the one which is wrong is because it has water and mud in it. The one which is right, the one, in other words, which is considered to be as one big place, and you measure it from the door, is the one who is not full of water and mud, meaning it's a place which someone could live in, even though it's not right now being lived in. This teaches you, if you have a cave that has two openings, if there's less than 4,000 amma between the two doors, then you can walk the entire roof of the cave, plus you can take 2,000 amma from the entrance of the cave to each direction. But if it's 4,000 amma or more, then you do 2,000 amma from the roof, meaning when looking at the roof. Explains the Gemara why. Rabzei explains it to me. If he puts his shoe here in this area, he can come in the other direction and take it. If he puts a shoe from the other direction, he comes from the other side and takes it. What does this mean? This is very similar to what we saw earlier regarding the city that has the shape of a bowl. When you have two openings to a cave, that in between them there's less than 4,000 amma, so when you go out of the entrance of the cave and you walk on the roof of the cave to the middle, if you walk 2,000 amma, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amma. You're always allowed to walk 2,000 amma from the entrance of the cave. So wherever you reach, you can put a shoe down. Then he goes back to the cave, goes the entire cave inside, goes to the other side of the cave, the other entrance, goes on top of the roof of the cave, and walks 2,000 amma. Because the space between the two doors is less than 4,000, he will reach his shoe again. And similarly, it will be the opposite. If he goes from the other door and puts a shoe, goes back to the first door, and comes back, he will reach the shoe. So concludes the Gemara, ma bein asi baro, ma bein asi baro. Miruach achas also mishtei ruchas mutar. Meaning, he, in theory, if he would go from one door, he would reach the middle of the roof. Go from the other door, reach the same place in the middle of the roof. So of course he could go directly from one door to the other on top of the roof instead of going back to the cave. It doesn't make sense that you'll tell the person you're allowed to reach the top of the roof, the middle of the top of the roof from one door, but if you want to come back from the other direction, you have to go back into the cave, go the entire cave, go back on top of the roof, and go back to where you came from. If I can reach the middle from both sides, I can also go directly from one door to another. But if the space between the two doors is more than 4,000 amma, so you don't have that svaro. Because now if you're going to walk 2,000 amma on the roof, you're not going to reach the same place that you're going to come if you go from the other side, from the other entrance, and walk 2,000 on the roof. You don't reach each other. So maybe I don't have that svaro, so I can't walk directly. Says the Gemara, Avachal B'Shul Chanino, says the first thing, what we just said, if the roof is 4,000 or less, you can walk the entire roof in 2,000 amma, as we just explained. Agav Choymo, if it's a type of the Choymo, the wall of the city, if you look at it, it could be much more than 4,000 amma, because the entire wall is part of the city. If the roof of the cave is 6,000 amo, meaning it's more than 4,000, you could still be able to walk by using nivriyos, which means borgonim, which means small structures that extend the cave. The same way you can extend the city with borgonim, you can also extend the me'or with borgonim. Says the Gemara, achrei agagim mayim. So the way Reb Chaim explains is, this question of the Gemara is not, it doesn't relate to what we just spoke about. We mentioned the roofs, we mentioned the city. So we're mentioning now, once you have a city, we know that all the gagim rishus achasim, they have a din of one rishus, you could take from one roof to another roof. But do you consider it to be like a house? That you could take, you have as much space as you want. You could go on all the roofs with no limitations. Or it's like a karfuf that we learned you could do only up to two sail. Two bait sail. Not more than two bait sail. Why? In other words, karfuf is not a place where you live. If it's not a living space, Rabbanan said that even though it has a mechitza, you're not allowed to carry in it if it's more than two bait sail. Is the roof considered to be like a living space because you have living space beneath it? Or is it considered to be like a karfuf? Can you carry more than 2,000 am or not? So this is not a get what we learn now regarding the cities. This is more regarding Eruv Chatzeris, but we mentioned the cities, so we talk about the roofs. Says the Gemara, Yosef b'Shev Yaakov b'Acho, Rabinio b'Paz b'Shev Avyudo, Rav Acho Mati bo b'Shev Shmuel, Achor Yagog y'metalta b'em afilo kur afilo kurayim. The roofs you can carry as much as you want. It can be much more than two b'Seyo, much more than 2,000 am. Rameyor y'metalta b'em ad b'Seyat Taim. He said, no, it's only two b'Seyo. Oh, Yosef b'Aboyin minse de Rav pligi aloy. He says, Rav argues in me. The Tanit Amon Kol Gaga say here Rishus Achas. We learn that all the roofs are considered to be one Rishus. Says we want to have a Memun base. Shmuel Amar at base at time. The roofs can be only two until base at time, as the opinion we mentioned before. But Rav only talked to him. I feel a kurayim. It could be even a kurayim. He has no limitations. And the Gemara concludes and says he achoya gagi me achoya sfino. The same way the roofs are all considered to be one. It could be very, very large. Also, the top of boats could be the same thing that you could carry as much as you want, even more than two base sail. With this, we conclude the fifth parak of Maseches Eruvin. Hadron loch perakitza me'abrim. Hadron loch perakitza me'abrim. Starting the sixth parak of the Masechta, Zog de Mishto. Hadaim anochi bechotzer umi she'eno moide be'eruv. Someone who lives with a goy in the same chotzer, or someone who doesn't believe in eruv, which means the kusi. Harez oisol if he makes it also the same way another yisrael is oisor on him. So a goy is also oisor on him. But the big difference is that a yisrael can join the eruv if he wants to. A goy cannot join an eruv. The only way to get from a goy is to purchase his place. Says one goy does not always say one Jew. The goy is always only if you have two Jews. Why is that so? Because the reason why a goy is always say Rabbanu were goys there, we didn't want a Jew to live together with a goy. One Jew will usually not live together with a goy because a goy is chosh la shfichus domim. He may kill him. So we don't have to do a gzeira for a goy not to live with a Jew. But if it's two Jews, so they rely on each other to protect themselves, so therefore they're going to live with a goy. So then Rabbanan says, once you have more than one Jew over there, a goy is oyster in the chotzer. So they want to die in nochi bechotzer v'chuli. Chotzer shenochi kedir v'sar shel behemo. A goy's house is not considered to be a house. It's considered to be like a pen of an animal. And therefore you could take her from the house to the chotzer without a eruv if there's no Yisraelim living over there. That's a brisa, and the brisa continues and says, once you have a Jew over there, so then it is oyser. Rablozer ben Yaakov says, no, only if you have two Jews. So now the Gemara says, Meisiv Rabban Rablozer ben Yaakov, Ilu Yisrael hu behim usha yodorim mechotzer, Shema ina behim oyseres. Why are you saying the one Jew doesn't have a problem, the one goy lives over there, even if you consider the goy like an animal? When you have a Jew living in a chotzer, and you have a beis habakar, you have a house for an animal over there, it's oyser in the Yisrael. Kasher shabeim oyser is kach goy oyser. Why are you saying the one goy and one Jew is not oyser? So when Meisir blows up Yaakov Rabbanon, Ilu Yisrael beim usher dorim bechotzer, ma beim oyser is? So the other Rabbah, when I have a stroll in a behem in the chotzer, the behem is not oyser. The only reason the behem is oyser is because it belongs to another Jew. If the behem would be hefker, let's say you have a behem that doesn't belong to anybody and is living in the chotzer, will that be oyser, the bnei chotzer, for carrying in the chotzer? Of course not. The only reason a beis habakar is oyser is because it belongs to a Jew. Kashem she'ein a behem oyser is, behem is hefker, is not oyser, kach a goy in oyser. So the goy, he stands alone, doesn't belong to anybody, so he's not oyser. Says the Gemara, Yaakov ben Acho, Rav Yosef b'Shabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan b'Noy. Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan b'Noy legabi what? Legabi chefze hefker, if the coin is shvisa or not. Meaning, when you have items that don't belong to anybody, that were in a certain location, are you allowed to carry them more than the 2,000 amo for where they were? Is a chefetz, which is hefker, coin is shvisa or not? Rabbi Yochanan b'Noy says there are coin is shvisa. Now, why is it negiah to our sugyo? Explains the Gemara. Havishai abayim ma'tzricho. Why you need to tell me halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan b'Noy? Kato d'tanya blos miyakov oimer. Like the blos miyakov we just mentioned. Blos miyakov says behemas hefker is not koine. It is not oyser in the chutzar. So a goy is like a behemas hefker. According to him, you're comparing something which is hefker to a goy. So the same way you hold that a goy is koine shvisa. If a goy has items, you can't carry his items out of the tchum where the goy was. The Yushami holds the chetze goy a koine shvisa. So he holds like a Yochanan b'Noy, they also hefker is koine shvisa. And therefore, a goy and hefker are comparable. So the same by shvisa, you say chefze hefker koine shvisa, you say chefze goy koine shvisa. So also by the chatzar, the behem is not oyser, the goy is not oyser. Pravke rabbonin chaluki a Yochanan b'Noy. According to rabbonin, they disagree with a Yochanan b'Noy. They hold the chefze hefker is not koine shvisa. But on the other hand, a goy is koine shvisa. So you see, a goy and hefker are not exactly the same. So even though a behemoth, which is hefker, is not oyser in the chotzer, but a goy is oyser in the chotzer, because goy and hefker are not exactly the same. So all we bring from Yochanan b'Noy is, if you hold like Yochanan b'Noy, so then a goy and hefker are the same. If you don't hold like Yochanan b'Noy, so then you can differentiate between a goy and hefker. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Ervin Daf Mem.